All right. So that was the opening theme song to our podcast known as The Paraplegics.
I'm Nick Fleege.
And this is Lucas
Majaluski. And we are the Paraplegics.
He pronounced my name correctly.
So the first... So the first topic...
So, how this works, since this is the very first episode, we split it up into many different topics. Topic one is a movie thing. We talk about new movies coming out. It'll be cool. Second topic is a music topic that generally falls along the lines of new albums released. And unlike the music, unlike the movie one with music, we're actually going to talk about what we think of it rather than just speculate, because for movies, it'll mostly be movies that just came out that we haven't seen. Sometimes we will see them, but most of the time not.
Just the trailer.
Yeah, but for the most part, it'll be just about the trailer. And for music, we'll be talking about, you know, what we actually think of the content itself. Now, we also have our own special little topics that we got going on, which is just a side note to the two main music and movie topics. We'll have one topic that Nick wants to talk about, and one topic that I want to talk about. So we'll start off with the movie topic, which is currently what we're going to talk about first, is the new movie Magnificent Seven coming out. It already came out, I believe. Wait, what is the date? It's the 23rd. Oh, comes out in 2 days. On the 23rd.
Movie's coming out Friday.
Yeah, I'm not gonna see it, but Magnificent Seven. What are your thoughts?
I thought it looked really interesting. It's a remake from the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might lead to the rise of Westerns again, similar to, like, the superhero surge.
You know what? I'm gonna have to disagree with you there, Nick.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
Because, no one likes Western movies because they're boring. Remember Rango? From, like, 10 years
Rango.
Ago? I like that movie.
I enjoyed that movie. Him saving the town.
I don't know if that has to do with Westerns being boring, but that's a Western I can think of that I like. No, but, I mean, there's that movie Django, and then The Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Magnificent Seven would necessarily start it. I think it's kind of just continuing a little series of kind of like throwback Western things.
That's a good point.
Except I think this one's a remake, right?
Yes.
So I as far as I know, Hateful Eight, Rango, and Django Unchained were all original movies.
Okay.
So, but, yeah. The actual movie itself, yeah, it looks okay.
Yeah, it looked fine.
Not a huge fan. What's his face? Denzel Washington.
Oh, to yeah, he's the main guy.
I haven't seen Training Day, which is the movie he's mostly known for. I know there's a part where he says something about King Kong. That's a pretty cool part. But, you know, I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know. But I did see, Flight, which is not about cowboys, it's about pilots. That movie was pretty good. So, you know, maybe Mr. Denz.
So moving on to
he'll do well. Yeah.
So now horror. Blair Witch.
Yeah, the new Blair Witch movie. So did you see the first one a while ago?
Oh, it's a second?
Okay. Well,
you didn't know that?
No.
There was a Blair Witch Project movie that came out a long time ago, and everyone was like freaking out about how great it was.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll do good. I keep seeing commercials, and I laugh at it, because all I hear is, it's the scariest movie ever.
That's what they say on, like, all scary
movies. That's what I mean. Like, every scary movie is the scariest movie ever to these people. But, yeah, hopefully that'll do good. What are your thoughts?
I don't know, I'm kind of interested, because I've seen parts of the first movie, and I heard it was really scary, but I don't really like those found footage type movies.
Oh, like paranormal.
Yeah, stuff, yeah, yeah, stuff like that. I don't really like that, and that's what it is.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'd like it personally, but I know, just in general, I don't think it looks that bad.
Yeah, it didn't look too bad.
Compared to other,
yeah,
like that stupid Ouija movie that came out a while ago, or Annabelle,
Morgan, or was it Morgan, or
oh yeah,
it was about that little girl or something.
Yeah,
yeah, that was.
Really, I don't know if that's a, is that a horror movie?
I thought it was like a, it might have been like a sci-fi horror.
Yeah, something like that. But no, yeah, those are kind of dumb, yeah, in my opinion. But I don't know, this one, if I like saw it on TV, I'd watch it.
Yeah,
but
and then Snowden too.
Yeah,
that's coming on the same day.
That's the third movie we're gonna talk about.
Yeah,
Snowden, which both of those came out like last week.
Yeah,
it's
Friday.
Haven't seen either, but I heard Snowden is pretty meh.
Yeah, I watched like a clip from the director, and he said he tried to keep it exactly to the real story, which I don't know if it is. But I heard it was kind of meh as well.
Yeah, see, the problem is that I heard that the actual character of the Snowden guy himself,
yeah,
is kind of a boring dude.
Yeah.
So keeping it true to the original story may not be a good
not
idea.
Not a good idea.
It's,
yeah,
about a boring guy. So, but I mean, I guess the story is apparently pretty interesting. But
yeah,
whatever.
And then the music now.
So now music. The only topic we have for this one is the new Mac Miller album, which I actually just listened to. I didn't give it a full listen. I didn't listen to every single song all the way, but I listened to a couple, a good amount, and I kind of like it, actually. I'm not really a fan of Mac Miller. I've never really been a big Mac Miller guy, but I generally like rap, or at least good rap, and I never really gave him much of a chance, because I heard that one song he made about Donald Trump. I was like, oh, I don't like that guy too. I'll take a listen. And I thought it was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Not because it was hating on Trump. That was the cool part. Because, I don't know, it just didn't sound good. But a lot of the production on the tracks reminded me of Macklemore, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
A lot of trumpets.
Yeah, I like the production. I didn't really enjoy the rap part, but I liked a few songs, and I liked where he was kind of going with it, I guess.
Yeah.
It was better.
The divine feminine. It's a fun name. I heard it's a love album about a girl or girls. You know, give it a listen, fans.
Yeah, Mac Miller.
All right, and then now, our next little topic you want to talk about was remakes.
Remakes of movies, and the good and the bad. What we want from one.
What should have been remade, and what shouldn't have been remade.
What shouldn't have was Ghostbusters. That did very bad.
Yeah,
I think everybody can agree. That was not a good movie to remake.
I remember when they like first announced it was like all women, everyone's like, oh yeah, women empowerment, yay. Or people were like, ew, I like sexism. I don't know. And then I'm like, hey, I don't care, because
I don't
the
either.
First one's better than anything that could ever be made.
Yeah, and it got just kind of stupid.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't that great either.
Yeah, I heard too. Movie, though, that should be remade? I was thinking about this just now. So I read these books of the unfortunate events, or a series of unfortunate
the
events.
The Lemony Snicket?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, back in, like, sixth grade. And
is Lemony Snicket the author?
That's the best name ever.
Or is that, like, a fake name that the guy made?
Snicket.
Because it's always called, like, Lemony Snicket's a series of unfortunate events. But is that the name of the author?
I don't know. But yeah, so the book, the evil uncle guy, he was like really evil, I guess, in it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And then in the movie, he was just kind of a goofy guy. Jim Carrey played him kind of just goofy. And I thought they should redo it. It wasn't a terrible movie, but they should redo it into like this really dark movie. Yeah. Like how it was.
The Actually, they kind of are. I don't know if you heard. Netflix. Yeah, Netflix is going to make a series about it.
There we go. They knew me. Or they knew my answer before.
Yeah. Except for, you know, they came up with the idea before you did. But, I don't know. I remember really liking the movie when it came out, and I was pumped for the next one. And then it didn't.
And then it never did anything.
Yeah, it never came out. And I was like, oh, okay.
It's hopefully this Netflix series.
Yeah. Who would you pick to play that crazy evil dude?
The evil guy?
Yeah. I don't know. What's his name?
Olaf.
Olaf?
Yeah.
You should hire the same guy who played Olaf the Snowman in Frozen.
Yeah. Ah! And then we can have, like, Elsa play the little girl.
Yeah, Now, who would you pick to...
I don't know. We need someone who's, like... You know the guy in Game of Thrones, Tywin.
Oh, that guy.
Charles Dance, I think.
Yeah, that's his name.
And
that would be good.
He'd be. I can see that. Creepy guy. He was creepy in the show. Like he was really like, he was awesome though. But
oh yeah.
Yeah, that's who you should play.
I got you. If I had to choose, I don't know. This probably wouldn't be a good idea, but I think it'd be funny or at least entertaining. Christopher Walken. as that dude, I think that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
All right, and now what's my special topic I want to talk about? Well, I want to talk about Nick and I's personal favorite movie. Now, I have many, so this will be for my topic. Will be over the next couple podcasts. We'll each give one of our favorite movies.
So, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I have a lot too. So. Yeah.
Nick, why don't you go first?
I'll start with probably Interstellar. That was one of my favorite. It was really good.
Yeah, oh yeah. The music. I really
the music. There's just going to the theater and
organs. It's like you go to church.
Yeah.
It's like going to church,
but like better.
Yeah. When I first saw that, I was like, "This is legit my favorite movie ever." And then I saw it again, and I was like, "Oh."
Yeah. The second time, it wasn't as good.
Yeah. It's way worse the second time.
Yeah, the first time, though, I really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd still probably put it up there. With
If you watch it, if you haven't seen it, watch it once.
Yeah. Don't watch it ever again. Yeah. Just that one time.
Yeah.
And cherish that moment.
Or maybe if it's like, you watch it once, then like 10 years later, you come back, you're like, hey, that was a good movie. I don't remember much of it. Let's watch it again.
Yeah.
That might be a good idea.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
For me... I think, fittingly enough, my movie I'm gonna pick is, I don't remember what year it came out. I was gonna say, like, 2001's blank, but, you know, fancy-like. But no, I don't remember the year, but, Titanic. Leo, my boy. Leo DiCaprio. It was good. That was the first movie.
That was a good movie, too.
That I saw that made me, like, want to get really into movies.
Never finished it though.
You never seen the whole thing?
No,
it's long. It's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah, I think
I've
seen 2.5 of it, and I fell asleep or something watching
no.
it. So
okay, what was the last part you remember?
Probably the ship going down.
All right, well that's like basically the entire ending of the movie.
Yeah.
Some specific details right there.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And without spoiling it.
Oh yeah, the ship.
the ship falls.
The ship does in fact sink. If you didn't know, a movie that came out like 15 years ago, based on a story that happened like 100 years ago. In case you didn't know, that is how the movie ends. No, I don't know. It's just that was like the first movie that made me cry, and just so good, so good.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, you know, Nick, I think that's gonna do it.
All we need is sponsors.
Oh, sorry.
And just say like a word from our sponsors now.
Brought to you by Ukulele.
Our ukulele.
This is the closing song that ends the podcast.
Bye.